It's time for our Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Copan head football coach Jeff McLaughlin. Hornets ending their regular season this past Friday at home against Deer Creek Lamont. Lost a close one, 28-8. Hornets in the regular season and their year at 1-9. And Coach McLaughlin, before we get into specifics about Deer Creek Lamont, which we can hear in just a second, I know 1-9 doesn't sound so great, but certainly after all the circumstances you guys had, especially about midway through district play when you guys really ran into trouble, had to forfeit a game against Blue Jacket, came back and had to play a tough Regent Prep team, I'm sure that you all will look back and be mighty proud of that one victory you guys had, as that really came at a tough time for you guys the season. You rebounded and finished it out.
Yeah, and that's what I told the kids Friday night, and we've talked about it all season. We dealt with a lot of distractions this year, and like you say, they're about halfway through. We had just started district play and lost a couple of players, which was another distraction that the rest of the team had to deal with, and fighting injuries and eligibility and just all the distractions. And we're not the only one. I know other teams deal with it. But, yeah, when we got to Medford, we felt like we were finally getting to the part of the season, district play, that we felt like we could compete with a couple of teams. They were comparable to us in numbers and size and ability, and so it was good. It's always good when you get a win. Obviously, you'd like to have more. Go back and when we started the season in August, always try to just look at it one game at a time, but you can't help but kind of look, through the season and at the schedule and with players that we had and whatnot. I caught myself kind of looking and thinking, this could be a season where we win. We may go 4-6, maybe 5-5, and qualify for that fourth place spot in the district. And like I say, you fight all the distractions, and one thing leads to another. Next thing you know, the season's over, and you're 1-9. But I'd rather be 1-9 than 0-10.
Certainly for a group of young men throughout the whole season, I know it was a smaller group than you would have liked. I know your numbers were floating around in the low teens to almost high tens at times throughout the year. But a 1-9's got to be tough to keep them engaged and to keep them keep their effort up and things like that throughout the season. And it appeared from speaking with you and looking at the scores, especially the last few weeks, that you guys never put your head down or gave up or anything like that. It looks like the effort and the focus was there throughout the season, which probably says a lot about you guys, especially when you've only won one game. It's got to be hard to really stick in it and keep at it. And it looks like that's something which your Hornets did this year.
Yeah, it's tough to keep them motivated. When you suit up 10 kids one week and 12 the next, and you're kind of battling, like you say, somewhere in that 9-10 number to the 12 or 13, it's hard to keep these guys motivated week in and week out. And that's kind of a comment that after every ball game, the other coaches would tell me, hey, your kids, they never quit, and they didn't. We didn't always play smart, but they never quit every week. They kept fighting. We graduate 3 seniors, but we played with 4 freshmen and 4 sophomores, and so a lot of times, when you rely on those younger kids to field your team, just the lack of experience hurts you. And then, there's a lot of growing between the ages of 14 and 18, and that's kind of where we were caught A couple of our freshmen haven't turned 15 yet, and so we're playing 14-year-olds against some 18-year-olds and other teams, and there's a lot of physically maturing in those 4 years, and so we've got a lot of growth coming, I hope. But, yeah, you know, like I say, that's one thing that's always held true through the season is they don't quit. They keep getting up and they keep fighting, and hopefully here in the next couple of years that will help us kind of turn things around as these kids get older and they get a little more experience.
Copan head football coach Jeff McGlathery. Coach McGlathery, appreciate the time both today and throughout the season. We look forward to seeing you at Coach's Breakfast, which I'm sure will be just around the corner as soon as we know it.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.